Yeah, I am from PNCN, statewide one.
NAPZG on statewide one.
NAPZT from KAVNT. Good morning. Looks like the handler is Steven.
KAVNT and looks like your name is Kenneth. Ken, nice to meet you. I just got off my night job. I'm heading back to Indian River. I'm in Odin right now, in Port Lansing. Doing very well.
Yeah, you're breaking up just a little bit, Steven, and I understand that if you're mobile. I'm going for an open spot, and my wife bought me one for Christmas, and it took a little bit of doing to get the thing up and running. The owner's manual was not terribly helpful, but hey, it's doing the job, and I've played with lots of Raspberry Pis and Pi Star in the past, and I've had a connect system 800D for RF, and had a Titerra MV9600 that I gave away. But DMR, hey, it's a fun area of amateur radio to work. Go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, actually, Ken, it is an interesting mode. I really like it. Yeah, I've got kind of a short.
Well, all in all, you're doing pretty well. Actually, I am familiar with that area somewhat. As a kid, my folks, we spent a week at Burt Lake, and our one son now, who... Well, his wife's family is there in the Indian River area. So, but actually, they live in the UP north of Negaunee off the power grid. So that's a whole different world, too. But, yeah, you're doing a good job for being up there. I didn't realize that there was coverage in that area. It's nice to know.
Yeah, this network covers a good part of Michigan. Most of the eastern part, doesn't cover the UP, but it does cover the eastern part, and this repeater is a godsend up here. It's a very well put together network, and they run a very tight ship, and it's nice to see that. We do have one active Grandmeister repeater up here that's in Petoskey, on a fairly large tower, although I don't necessarily know where the DMR antenna is at. It's still going to be pretty high on the hill, and I'm on that a little too. Still, I think the major traffic, at least around here, is still 2-meter analog, which I'm hoping will change in the future. But you know, DMR is a little bit of a learning curve. It took me a month or so to figure it out. I'm on a Radiosity DV25 Delta mobile unit, and it's putting out 25 watts at this point.
Well, it's doing a good job, that's for sure. I'm not sure that I'm transmitting right now. No, I guess I am. So, it's nice having a dashboard in front of me, though, to figure out what's going on. So, yeah, I'm using a Titerra MV380. That was one of the first radios that I bought, and I also play with Fusion, and of course we have the West Michigan Connect network that runs pretty much up and down the west side of the state. Go ahead.
NAPZG. You're loud and clear. There isn't, I have no trouble hearing you at all. And you're doing a very, very good job. Are you connecting to a hotspot?
Yeah, actually I am. I'm using an open spot. I've never played with one of these before. I have three or four Raspberry Pis with dual hats set up, and I run PyStar on them. And been playing with this WPSD dashboard, which is a replacement for PyStar. But yeah, I'm going through an open spot right now.
Open spot for Pro, possibly?
Yes, sir. Boy, have you had some experience with the Open Spot 4 or the Pro?
I've been looking at purchasing one in time. You know, they're a premium product. They're a little pricey at the moment for me, but I will eventually pick one up. Sometimes I can't get in, you know, and having one of those and an internet connection, of course, is smart to have it. And it's an embedded system. It's discrete, meaning, the components are all specific to function. And the battery, you don't have to mess with the big blocky, designs with the Pi boards. I just think some of those are just so huge. And an open spot, you just take with you. It's right there. I mean, you got an open spot, you got an internet connection on your phone, you can do that. I also want to eventually get myself an R-Finder, maybe an M6 or something else if they come up with it. I think that, I just wish that they had something that had something other than DMR, like DMR, Fusion, G-Star, V25, NXT, and all in one unit. I think that's coming. It's going to be a while there. I'd like to see that happen eventually. Other than that, my next foray will be System Fusion. That seems to be popular up here.
Yeah, it's Fusion is growing here. I'm down in the Grand Rapids area, and one of our clubs here, W8LRC, the Lowell Amateur Radio Club. We have our own Fusion repeater that is linked into the West Michigan Connect group. And that's the one thing I liked about the open spot, because I can do DMR to YSF and have a good connection into that. Main reason why I was interested in the open spot too is mentioned some important things there. The simplicity and the minimal amount of equipment. My wife and I are going to be traveling to Oahu in a few months. We were out there last year, and I at that time I jumped into a GMRS and bought a bottle fitting, and it'll do 2 meter and GMRS, and played with it a little bit out there. But I thought, I've got this Nightera MG380, and so I can work at least YSF or Fusion, and also DMR with the open spot, and easy to set up rather than having to take something else and the Raspberry Pi and, get into the network and all that stuff. So, here we are. I was a little disappointed at first because setup was not as simple as they make it sound. But once I got it figured out, I'm glad that I did it. And I'm looking forward to warmer weather, that's for sure. K80NT with N8PZT. Go ahead, Stephen.
Well, Oahu is definitely going to be much warmer than it is here. Actually, I had a friend of mine who I went to school with. He was a couple years behind me in high school, but he moved out to Maui, and he lived in, behind that, so they had a big fire. The NATZT Siri just sounded off. It said, "I don't think it's snowing right." I don't know what this thing is listening for half the time these days. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, we don't have much on the ground here either. It's been cold. It's, 19 degrees out there this morning. And it did snow a little bit during the night, but I actually blew snow two and a half inches yesterday morning. And then we have a concrete driveway, so what was left pretty much melted off. And when I looked out this morning, at least on the concrete, any of the snow that came down had melted. So out of curiosity, in Indian River there, do you know any of the Wagner family? Does that ring a bell?
I know, sir. I'm afraid it doesn't. I don't know anyone by that name up here.
It never hurts to ask. Our daughter-in-law, that's her family, and they're in Indian River. So, like I said, they live in the UP, and they're, let's see, about 20 miles north of Nagani on 65 acres off the power grid. And they love it. That's not for me, but our son is he got his contractor's license, and he is a busy guy. And in fact, they are on vacation right now out in Arizona. Much needed time to get away. But you know, people say you can't earn a living up there, and at least our observation, nothing could be further from the truth. If you were, you know, you're willing to go out and look for the work. It's there.
Oh yeah, definitely. The work is definitely there. You know, I've got some other things I'm working on. I'm working on some book projects. I want to see if I can get some published this spring. Got to get to writing, and I'm about ready to do that. Having to have a flip of mindset and get my nose back to the word processor grindstone and, you know, turn out my fiction. So, yeah, I mean, it's that way with anything. The work is there. Jobs are there. You know, there's no hard and fast rule to how you find work. You gotta have some faith that, you know, it doesn't have to be what everybody says it is. You don't have to follow any specific rule. I mean, you get your resume out there and you apply. I like to tailor my resume to the work, and the hospitality has been really good to me lately, and I'm doing night audit. I've been doing that for about 8 years now, and I started out in South Dakota in the Black Hills area, about 45 miles north of Mount Rushmore and 10 miles west of Sturgis. I lived in a little town called Lead, L-E-A-D, and worked for the largest casino, hotel, and convention center in Deadwood, called the Lodge of Deadwood, and that set me on the path to a really good, career later in life here, and I'm not doing half bad. I mean, you know, I'm still paycheck to paycheck yet, but, you know, I'm working toward things slowly, and I think it'll, come about as time goes on. N-A-P-Z-T.
Oh, yeah, I get that. I'm going on the seventh year of retirement, but put in 37 years prior to that, so worked very hard, put in a lot of 80-plus hour weeks, at times I complained about it, but I'm glad I did, because then it made retirement a lot easier. And I kind of figured you're a bit younger than I am, but you know, it sneaks up on you. It's going to be here before you know it, Stephen. And so it's that perseverance, though, that's what it takes. So I used to, I tell people generally I used to do odd jobs, and when they ask me what the odd jobs were, I tell them that I used to make holes in people's heads and slit throats, and that translates to throat, head and neck, oral, facial, plastic surgeon for about 37 years. So it was a great oxygen, but when it got to the point that I just didn't want the responsibility anymore, it was time to get out, and that's exactly what I did. KADNT, go ahead.
That's whimsical. That's good. I like that one. Well, it sounds like that's a good profession to sit still for a decent retirement. I'm 59 years old. I turned 59 in October, so I'm a year shy of 60. And I'm doing all right. I'm on some medication for blood pressure and cholesterol, but, I'm watching my diet a bit and doing what I can do to get out. I got some snowshoes and eager to break in I purchased last year, but the snow melted so often I couldn't use them. So I'm hoping that the woods will hold a little more snow and I can at least get out on the cross-country ski trails and, enjoy a little bit of woods time. But, it sounds like you definitely put in the time, though, for the retirement, and that's important. I think I got a few more good years left, though.
Well, did I lose the repeater here? What the heck happened? I'm always happy to, talk to guys like you that are still working. You're contributing to my Social Security and Medicare, so I will say thank you very much, and your day will come, though. You're not that that far out.
Yeah, it's I am getting up there. I'm not young anymore, but I'm hoping to get some book stuff done. I write fiction, and it's got kind of a metaphysical fantasy bent to it. I've got about 5 stories in the works. They've been sitting on my computer for a long time. The muse hasn't hit me of late. And it's about time I became my own muse and started getting stuff out. So we're going to see how that goes this year. Other than that, I'm just plugging away and I'm working. Working for me, I really didn't start working in earnest in my life until 2015. I had some, family money and some savings here and there, but really just bad self-esteem kept me down for a long time. And then I was on Social Security disability for years. And then I found out I can work and make money, and it's like, man, I wish I had had the attitude like 30 years ago. N-A-P-Z-T.
Well, that's a real talent to have, to be able to write like that. And I had some talent for that as I was growing up. In high school, then in college, I had some creative writing courses, and of course, you can't do everything, and it's easy to get away from it for a while. So through the years, of course, I've accumulated some real life stories that people have encouraged me to write about, but I haven't gotten around to that. But hey, you never know. So I'm coming up on 72, health has been all in all pretty good, and so hopefully got a few more years. And so anyway, I hear my wife calling. She's going to serve me some breakfast. We don't do that during the week, but on Saturday and Sunday, I'm spend that time and enjoy a little breakfast. So it's been very nice talking with you, and hopefully you have a great day. Obviously, I'm assuming you're going to go you're going to get home and crash after working the night shift, or maybe you get your chores and stuff done in the morning and then, you know, try to do that in the afternoon. But you got to sleep sometime. So 7-3, my friend. And like I said, nice talking to you. Hopefully we'll talk again. So N8PZT, this is KADNT. I will listen out and have a pleasant day, a safe day, no matter what you do. 7-3.
Well, Kenneth, it's been a pleasure talking to you and meeting you. Definitely, I look forward to having another conversation. Very pleasant discourse on DMR, nice and clear, on a great network. And let's see, thanks. Thanks for the conversation. Incidentally, I was born in Grand Rapids. I've got relatives that are from the area, Walker and Woodward Avenue. They're not there anymore. I've got some one relative in Kent City at this point. All the rest of them have moved to Texas, pretty much. So they moved out of town. They were in Grand Rapids, Owosso area, and everyone's at least on my mom's side anyway. They moved out of state. Very former, supposedly. I got a friend who lives in Amarillo. He's from Petoskey. Family's from up here, and it was 24 degrees when I was talking to him last, so it was pretty cold down in Amarillo. So it's certainly even down there. Okay, I'll let you get to your delicious breakfast and enjoy time with your spouse. Always a good, good thing to do. I will stop now and get off here, and I got to stop into a store here and grab something. But I am heading home, and I am going to crash. Not really a lot of chores to do around my place. So this is 7-3. This is N8PZT. Out.
All right, Steven. Yep, thanks for the QSO. And, yeah, I'm a Detroit punk transplant, but I will never go back there. So anyway, 7-3 and KADNT, and I'm out also.
K8EPO, monitoring statewide 1.
WMW, KC8BJA.
WMW, statewide 1.
W8MW, KC8WJA.
Yeah, sounds good. Audio is maybe a hair light, but nothing too bad. It's better light than heavy. So, yeah, I'd say you're heading in the right direction. You're making a repeater fine. You were negative 99 dBm into the repeater, so perfectly fine.
Oh, very good there, Mike. Well, I must have pushed the right buttons and moved the electrons in the right place. And let's just say, as I'm sure you know, these radios are mostly special at the best. All right, well, very good. Like I said, I've been playing there for a while and didn't hear anything, wasn't making any progress. So now I know it works, so I'm heading in the right direction. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. There hasn't been a lot of activity today, just looking at the last herd list. But, a few people have been around earlier this morning and not a lot this afternoon. Probably a lot of football on still, hi. But I'll leave the radio on. If you put in 31262 and want to try statewide 2 or any other talk groups, let me know. I'll be around.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it. I got a couple things I got to jump in here, but I have a little play time this afternoon. So, all right, thanks a lot, Mike. KCMWJ, clearing your line.
Okay, sounds good. W8MW, listening, Greenville.
KADPL testing, statewide 1.
Testing station, you sound good. K8PVV.
K8EPL testing on Michigan statewide 1.
K8PVV testing mobile on statewide 1.
KCAWA testing.
KC, last station, you're in and blow into your mic.
KATL on speed one.